Hello everyone, my name is Heidi Chang. I'm a Principal Program Manager on Config Manager and Intune team. And Danny.
Hi, my name is Danny Guillory. I'm a part of the Intune Customer Experience and Pursuit team.
So today you and I are going to talk about remote actions in co-management.
Yep.
And we've seen so many blog posts and videos about enabling co-management mm-hmm. through Just for Clicks. And what's next after Just for Clicks?
So we have a wide variety of actions that we can actually do through Intune. So once your device is actually co-managed, you get to actually impact the device, whether it be on-prem or off-prem. So today we'll look at some videos of executing those actions.
So one thing to keep in mind is that after you enabling co-management, whatever processes or workflow that you establish in Config Manager, they still work great. They still work as is, right? And then in addition to that, we can get the cloud value right out of Intune right away, which means one of the things that you can do right after that is through the remote actions, like wiping the devices and other actions you want to talk about.
Yeah.
All right, Danny, why don't you show us how an admin can start from device management, admin center, to use those remote actions?
Yeah, sure. So here I'm in the device management admin center, and when I click on the devices, and then I go to all devices, I see a list of my devices. Now I can immediately tell which devices are co-managed because when I look at the manage by column, it says MDM and ConfigMan.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's actually pretty sweet. It's nice to have that visual
Very
to know which ones
yeah.
What I'm managed by. So I'm gonna pick on the last device here, which is a Windows 10 device. And you can see towards the top, I have all of my remote actions that I can apply or impose on one of my devices. All right, so as you can see, I'm in one of my devices, and at the top, I can see all the remote actions I can actually take on one of my endpoints. So right here, I have wipe selected. I can actually retain the aroma state on that device.
That's great.
In this video here that we'll talk about is we'll actually go through a remote wipe procedure. So in the video, you can see that I'm going to click the wipe button. And then once I click the wipe button, the desktop on the right-hand side will reflect that wipe action on the device.
Right. And the important part to realize is that the reason that customers can really get benefit from these remote actions through Intune is that their devices can be connected to internet mm-hmm. as always, wherever they go, and they want to be productive. But sometimes things happen. They can lose their laptop
Absolutely.
At the airport, and that's really one of our customers told the story about it. Mm-hmm. So we have a customer which is a global consulting customer, and they have a very mobile workforce. They have consultants traveling all over the world, and they really have some laptops left at the airport. And right now they have to, before co-management, they have to really use Config Manager to deploy a custom package and to wipe the machine. And now because after they have co-management, they can really use Intune to do that action. And it's much easier.
Yes. Securing the data is definitely important, and protecting those devices if they've been lost, stolen, or misplaced for whatever reason. The wipe ability gives you the ability to actually protect that device and wipe that device.
Right. And one thing as a kind of a given, but people just start seeing it showing up on the Intune console is the inventory data.
Yes.
And even though it's really not an action you take, but you can immediately see your devices through one single console. And that's actually even more important for customers who have multiple hierarchies. They can have dev test environment, mm-hmm. or they have different hierarchies in different geolocations. And now with co-management, they all hook up to the same Intune tenant, and they can start seeing the inventory data for all these devices.
All right, so in this video, what we're gonna see is I'm gonna hit the restart action. So this is actually helpful for scenarios when first line support wants to actually help an end user. Maybe they can hit restart on their computer to get those services and whatever's discombobulated on that device, they can help get those services and the device actually restarted from a fresh restart. So then they maybe can actually do remote desktop, further assist the user with any other actions they may need.
Yeah, this definitely comes in handy, especially when the user is not around and the admin can just remote reboot.
Yep. All right, so here's another great action from our Intune console. You can actually remote to an end user's device. Typically, when I'm working with customers in the field, there's a lot of frontline supporters like, hey, I got my devices in ConfigMan and I can do some remote actions from there, but once it's out in the wild, how do I actually reach out to that device? So in the console, in the Intune console, once you go into your devices, you get all those actions, you can actually connect and hit the three dots that's up to the top right, and then with TeamViewer being integrated with your Intune, you can actually remote and help those users. So.
Yeah, and TeamViewer is a third-party tool, right? That
Absolutely.
Intune has an integration with.
Yep.
So you do need a separate license for that.
Yep, native integration, and you definitely have to get with TeamViewer to get the license and integration. But we actually do have the integration with Intune. So once you get into the console, you can click and set a remote action. So in the video, I initiated a remote action to a device. So my server is in the cloud, and this device that I'm actually remoting to is actually on my home PC somewhere, so obviously not connected. My server's in the cloud and Intune's in the cloud. But you can see that the remote action initiates a action within the company portal. If you look at the top right of the company portal, you'll see me click that IT administrator has initiated a remote action. So now the TeamViewer console comes up on the end user's PC. There is a few pop-ups that you have to actually click on for the end user. So a frontline help desk person could actually walk somebody through that. So the right side there where the device is, the TeamViewer is downloading in the background. The console will actually pop up on the right-hand side where you'll see me go to my other tab where my TeamViewer console is, and I'll actually initiate that communication to that device. And by the end of this video, you'll see I'm actually remoted to the end user's desktop, and I'm opening up Notepad, typing messages in Notepad, but you can actually fully remote control a device while it's out in the field.
All right, so we've talked about all these great remote actions that you can take for as part of the immediate value you can get out of co-management. And to learn more from co-management remote actions, read our blog post. And you can also read other blogs as part of our co-management blast-off series.